It is time now for Radio Theater, a feature where we talk about theater on the radio. Christine Seitz of the Duluth Playhouse is our guest this morning. Hey, Christine, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
So since the last time we talked, a couple months ago or so, there's been a news conference and some really good news about the North Shore Theater. Fill us in on all the details.
Yeah, we're so excited. We finally reached the close, and the close means simply that all of the agreements are in place and are signed so that we can move forward. You know, it's a complicated partnership between the city, the Playhouse, Sherman Associates, and so there was a lot of work to be done, a lot of agreements to be put in place, and now we are ready to move forward, and they've already started construction that day this baby closed. So we're very excited and forecasting the opening of the North Shore to be December of 2017. Can you believe that?
Wow, that is fantastic. Now, when are we going to be able to drive by and rubberneck and gawk and hold up traffic and see some things happening on the outside of the building? When you've got an old building that sustained damage, but you still want to hang on to some of the parts of it, it must be kind of almost like an archaeological dig where you have to kind of go carefully?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, yes, it's a historic building, and that in itself proposes some challenges for the renovations because there's no real clear way to get in and out of the building. It's the front doors, essentially, right? So we're not knocking down, we're not the building itself, so all the walls are standing, and, you know, interestingly, most of the structure inside remains as it was, too. So, you know, we've worked on these architect plans, the renovations, the construction for several years, and that has been in place and ready to go. And, it does propose its challenges to keep the historic preservation of the building and yet bring it up to date so that it can support today's standards for music, theater, and dance.
Well, that's the trick. And there are some, you know, things like, oh, I don't know, fire codes, making things accessible to everyone that are obviously very important, but they weren't taken into consideration necessarily when these grand buildings were built 100 years ago or so.
Well, that's right. And, you know, again, that has been part of the challenge is coming up with a plan that maintains the integrity of the North Shore, but then, of course, meets all of the ADA codes and regulations and safety, and but it's all in there, and it's beautiful, and it will be accessible and inviting for everyone in our community. I'm so excited. I can't wait until it's done and people can come in, and we'll just be amazed at this beautiful theater. The balcony's opening up again, so it'll be one theater. Back in the 90s, they put a wall up, right, and they created two spaces, an upstairs balcony, small theater, if you will, and then the downstairs, where they took out the seats so that it was suited for rock concerts. And so now we're reopening the balcony. It'll be one theater at 650 seats with a big, beautiful stage, digging in to the concrete and hopefully not too much bedrock to put in an orchestra pit and having wing space, which it has not had, dressing rooms downstairs, up above, offices, a scenic shop, and the third floor rehearsal studios.
Oh, that is going to be so gorgeous. It's really going to be exciting. And so they've got to send somebody in there with a hard hat and the proper, you know, safety certifications to snap pictures with their phone constantly and share them with people.
Well, we plan to do that as things get moving along here a little bit further and as they will allow us. But yes, it's definitely hard hat territory right now.
So as I said, do you have any sense of when we might start to see some work on the outside of the building? So, you know, we can create a traffic hazard downtown just to gawk.
Right. Well, if you came down now, you would see that it's all boarded up and gated, if you will. I'm not sure what the right word is, but it was sort of like when they were building Marisa's beautiful new building, how they, you know, put up barricades, if you will. So you can't get down the sidewalk anymore. But in terms of the exterior renovations, I'm not exactly sure when that comes in the cycle. I know right now they're working with the interior stairs and elevators, and they're starting there first. So, you know, when the outside gets its refurbishing I'm not that sure, but I do know that the plan is that the project will be completed by the end of December 2017, which means we will be programming, the North Shore will be opening in 2018.
Now, remind me about the Playhouse's plan for this. Is the idea that you'll move away from your current spot and relocate everything to the North Shore? Is that the plan?
No, that's not the plan.
Okay.
We will be moving shows and programming to the North Shore that require a larger stage, but we will also maintain our home at the depot and continue our programming there, as well as down in our underground theater. So we will, in essence, be managing three theater venues, and we're primed and ready to do it.
Exciting. Christine, it's so great to talk with you. Please send me all the snapshots that you might have available. And I'm excited to be talking with you. You know, every couple of months, it'll be really exciting to find out what's new going on with the North Shore. And like I say, don't forget to send in your spies. You've got an extensive costume department. You've got a lot of actors. You should be able to get a hold of a hard hat and send somebody in to portray a safety inspector, for example, and then they can get a bunch of photographs.
Great idea. I'll be sending you our snapshots, Lisa.
All right. Thanks so much, Christine.
Yeah, you bet. Have a great day.
Christine Seitz of the Duluth Playhouse, our guest this morning on Radio Theater. Theater on the radio every Friday here on 103.3 KUMD. Radio Theater supported in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.